Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Saturday morning, so we are talking about question and answers, addressing feedback. We've got a series going on developing supernatural goals and any other topics that don't fit into our regular weekly schedule. So sort of we're going to be doing all the above today. There's a few things I'd like to address as well as fill in some, tie together some things we've been talking about throughout the week. So our homework has been about letting the Lord bring to the surface areas in our past that, in agreement with Him, we recognize have been holding us back, that have been interfering with our being able to be joined to God in certain areas of our lives. We've also been working on developing supernatural goals to the positive side, developing those skills and senses in order to be able to relate basically effortlessly to the supernatural realm that is real to us now. And something that's come up is we've talked about rabbit trails. And in talking about rabbit trails, what we've looked at is when we are following a need or desire to deal with a certain issue in our past or our present or even our future, we will often go from one thing to another, one idea or memory even, or sometimes even emotion, and find ourselves thinking about something totally unrelated. And in what we've talked about previously is that that's a good thing, that we go on rabbit trails to follow. You know, sometimes they don't seem to make any sense where they go. And what the whole rabbit trails is the in snow, you can see where a rabbit's been by the trail and that zigzags all over the place. They evade predators by taking unpredictable routes. And you can see the little tracks in the snow that just you can't make any sense out of why did they turn there, why did they go there, why did they do that. And that's to avoid a pattern, avoid being able to give a predator a way to predict where they're going to go next. And sometimes our following a memory or sometimes even following the Lord may seem like that it goes from one point to another without seemingly making any sense whatsoever. And we can question, we've talked before about how that's a good thing, because when very often the final destination that we have isn't something that we even know about. It can be something, the final destination that God wants to take us to, that we've hidden, that we don't know about, that for whatever reason, we aren't charting a direct course or making a specific connection. So there are times when, well, for instance, say we are struggling presently with a certain relationship issue. And in our, when we were growing up, perhaps one of our grandparents died. And just thinking about it, we can't connect the two. But perhaps through wanting to deal with our current issue, God may need to take us back to something that seemingly doesn't connect. But through rabbit trails, through God just sort of nudging us in that direction, he will eventually get us to a realization that the feelings of loss or maybe a particular event related to that death when you were growing up is affecting your perception, perhaps of trust, of God, of being loved and accepted, fear of death, that's affecting you now. And so if we allow God to take us on those rabbit trails where we may not see how one point, one thought, one emotion, one memory may not directly relate to where God wants to take us. But what we're learning is trust in him. Trust that he knows where we're going. He knows how to take us there. And that in our spirit, we are already there. We are there with him. So we can relax and sort of enjoy the rabbit trails as we trust him to take us to where he wants us to go. We remember that his goal is that there would be no interference between our soul and our spirit. That there is nothing that is going to interfere with what God has for us. And the way sometimes he does a direct connection and sometimes he doesn't. Now, other things that happen is you may experience a healing or insight in one area that may not seem like it's connected to anything in your current life through that rabbit trails, through those rabbit trails. You know, thinking about one thing and then going to another thing and more memories coming in, more remembrances, sometimes, you know, even smells or remembering songs you used to sing or thoughts of people, you know, whatever happened to that neighbor kid. When we start, you know, reminiscing or remembering good things and bad things that happened to us throughout our lives. And sometimes they're, even just by allowing God to bring these memories up, healing can occur. And he may remove lies from our lives, even just by allowing him to take us, shall we say, down memory lane. And we may not realize what he's done. And we may not need to. But in this present experience we've got, we may notice a difference. Something's changed. That doesn't bother me as much as it used to. I feel free. I want to do more things. We may feel a release that we just can't explain. Or hope. Or flexibility. Or determination. Responsibility. Whatever God wants to do, he's going to do in our lives. Now that brings us to the difference between rabbit trails and our mind wandering. And there is, yes, there is a difference. And a lot of that difference is basically who's governing, who's driving. If your mind's in the back seat, who's driving? In rabbit trails, God's driving. And very often in when your mind is wandering, no one's driving. And your mind is allowed to do what it wants. This is one of the reasons we are always checking back with God. God, is this from you? There are even times when other people, when our enemies are driving. And so we want to be aware of that. But for most of us, our mind is quite satisfied just going willy-nilly wherever the road takes, wherever the road goes. Or off-road, as the case may be, or over a cliff. And then the emotions follow. So we want to be aware that our mind doesn't always make sense. And what we're thinking isn't always truth. So we look for what God wants to do in a particular situation, and we remind ourselves that His desire for us is that we would be one with Him now. And He's doing whatever is necessary to bring us into that oneness. A lot of times it's not pleasant. It's not necessarily easy. But there are things we must work through in order to be ready to receive that which He wants to give us in our lives and what we've already received in our spirit. So we follow Him on the rabbit trails and we do the work that is necessary to make sure God is driving us when our mind starts going on these rabbit trails. You know, getting lost in the back country, just following God when God says, okay, turn left here. No, turn right here. Let's just stop a minute and enjoy the view. And one of the big developments that occur in our lives when we start focusing on the Lord is that He does start increasing our sensitivity and our awareness to what He is doing, to His movement in our lives. And we can join Him in appreciating that aspect of His work by prioritizing our time and really giving Him that time, cultivating a quiet lifestyle and giving Him specific times where He sharpens our senses, increases our awareness, so that we have confidence that He's driving. And we can just let Him take us wherever He wants to. And so that when it's our mind that's wandering, He will bring that to our attention. So we don't need to be concerned. You know, and if we find our mind wandering, we go, whoops, and we come back to whatever it is we were doing. And that catching, oops, my mind is wandering. Where do you think that comes from? Is it from your enemies? No, they want your mind to wander. Is it from your mind? Probably not, because your mind likes to wander. It gives it a sense of control. It may not bring you good consequences. It might drive you crazy, and your mind wandering might inspire your emotions to go wacko. But that leaves one conclusion, one other source. And that's the Lord wants you to increasingly be aware of what your mind is doing and retrain it. And so when you find yourself, oh, my mind has wandered, that's most likely from Him. So it doesn't have to be, slapping upside your face and saying, snap out of it, your mind is wandering. It's most likely just going to be, oops, my mind is wandering. That's Him letting you know. That's Him intervening in your life. And it's good that we need just these subtle reminders. It's not good if God has to send a telegram, lightning bolts from the sky, an angelic visitation. It's good that He can just whisper in your ear. That's a reflection of the intimacy of your relationship with Him. So that's really what we're shooting for. And that comes with time. And, again, prioritizing that time. There are very few things in this world you really have any control over. Time, your time, and your attention. What are you focusing on? What are you putting your energy into? And as we are able to distinguish between following those rabbit trails and recognizing when our mind is just wandering all over the place, it's just another area where God is teaching us the same process, depending on Him. Because you're not going to be able to figure it out for yourself. Now, you may get to the end of a rabbit trail and think that nothing's happened. Just trust that God took you the route He took you for a reason. You may even mistake it for a mind, your mind going wherever it wants. But don't worry about it. God uses every opportunity to accomplish what He wants. So He's not going to just let it fall to the ground. You don't necessarily have to know that He's made changes in your life. And most of the time, especially when we're starting out, that's how He does make changes to our lives, without our understanding, without our knowledge. Unfortunately, our lives here are so distracted. And that's where we need to prioritize our time and our attention. It's not that we're talking about, joining a monastery or isolating ourselves in any way, shape, or form. It's learning how to tap into that connection, that wholeness, that oneness that is our original state of being, spirit, soul, and body. Now, once you've experienced that, you will likely be ruined before settling for anything less. And so be it, because that is our original state of being, spirit, soul, and body. Most of us, unfortunately, live the opposite way, body, soul, and spirit. We live primarily out of the resources of our natural body. You know, what are your basic needs? Food, water, you know, shelter. Those are all natural needs. And we won't go too far down this rabbit trail, but what we see is that God is turning that around, and we become less and less reliant on our physical needs and our physical wants and desires. You know, having to have stuff, having to have the things in the natural realm be what satisfies us. And we find out even those things in the supernatural realm don't satisfy. Learning to live and move and be comfortable and at home in the supernatural realm is not going to satisfy you. Only dependence on God will satisfy. But he's changing the order. And the more we recognize that, as he does that, we'll go along with him. So, what do in the meantime? We follow his direction, which of course comes back to being able to hear him. So in those rabbit trails, as you're doing your homework, as you hit those rabbit trails, put into effect, okay, Lord, is this from you? And give him as much time as he says to put in each one of these pieces of homework. How much time do you want me to spend on this? Or, Lord, you know, have I spent enough? Are we done with this particular area of homework? You've got a couple different areas going right now. You know, and that's we could say that's this week's homework. For each one of those aspects, ask him if he's done. Ask him if you're done. Because you've been looking at your past experiences and your future desires. This is what I want to learn. But make sure you give God ample opportunity to speak to you about them and make changes. And then go back and ask the Lord if he's done there. And he may take you on another rabbit trail. In other words, you may think, okay, be asking him about a certain, either something that happened in the past or in a goal that you want to accomplish now. You want to perhaps be able to have a better relationship with your kids. Or you want to learn to see in the supernatural realm. You want to have your soulical senses quickened to be able to see in the supernatural realm. Well, ask him, Lord, is there anything you want to talk to me about this right now? Is there a reason that you're drawing my attention to this? And use every opportunity that he has placed before you. Use that opportunity to allow him to speak to you and change you. It's the process. It's the journey that matters to God. In your spirit, you're already done, so it is finished. But he's developing new habits, new skills in you. The big one being learning to depend on Him, turn to Him in every instance. So that will be what you want to do for the for your next homework assignments, is take the existing ones and just go through and ask specifically, God, are we done with this one, this piece of homework? Is there anything else you want to say about this? And He may, you may ask Him about that, and He may take you to a total, an experience totally different, totally unrelated, or a thought or a dream totally unrelated to what you were asking Him about. Though that's a rabbit trail. Go with Him. Now, Lord, is that you? Nice yes or no questions. Follow Him. Lord, what are you saying by this? Sometimes He tells us right then and shows us a connection or not. But sometimes it's over time. Throughout the week, He will show us, this is why this is important. This is why I want to talk to you about this now. I want to show you how you've been freed from this, how it used to really affect your life, and now it doesn't bother you at all. When we give Him an opportunity to speak into our lives, He does. So we want to make sure we're making full, taking full advantage of that. So I also want to talk a couple minutes just about managing stressful times. And one thing, we want to manage them. There are a lot of things that, for each one of us, things that are out of our control. And sometimes they're better than others. For many, it's pretty stressful right now because there is so much that is out of our control. And just in very practical terms, what we have a tendency to do as Christians is try to find a way to regain control. And very often, that's counter to God's purpose for us and the way God does things. You know, we want to be involved. We want to be doing something. We want to have control. And what that very often results in is a focus on what's out of control. So whatever aspect is in your life is an area, identify those areas where you're feeling out of control, just very generally, because when you don't want to spend much time on it. But specifically ask, Lord, well, for instance, say you've just been laid off, or you think you might, or you're having financial problems. Just ask, Lord, is there anything else I need to be doing here? And write it down and follow it up with Him. And we've talked before about how when we're in these kinds of situations, we see, you know, well, I wouldn't have been in this situation if I had, you know, had a good savings plan. If I had, you know, instead of buying that huge TV, we had put that money into fixing up the car, and now I'd be able to go out and find another job. Well, that we've already dealt with. You write it down, and you don't dwell on the past, but you develop a game plan for the future. But for right now, Lord, what am I to be doing now? And as you focus on what God's focus is for you, that stress will roll off your back. Feeling stress and thinking stress will come and go. Don't fight it. Don't worry about it. It will pass. But ask the Lord what you are to be focusing on. And let Him determine what that focus is. So I'll be back with you next Monday at 7:30, and we'll be talking more about practical Christianity. Until then, have a great rest of the weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio, and thanks for tuning in.